Hi.
Oh, look at that. We've got a pre-show, a magic pre-show for our level 13 listeners. Level 13, level 13, level 13.
Wouldn't that make it level 39?
It's possible if you want to do the correct addition.
I'm just saying, if you level 13, level 13, level 13, that's 39.
If you put a gun to your head and pull the trigger, you'll be dead too.
I play slots. So if three 13s came up, I'd be like, in my head, I'd go like, that's 39. And then I would say to myself, that's 39 nickels, and I don't know how much 39 nickels is.
Shit, 39 nickels.
How much is 39 nickels?
Well, you divide 20 into 39, you get a dollar. And almost another dollar. It's $1.95, I guess.
$1.95.
I think so.
Which was the price that Seymour paid for Audrey too. He sold it to me for $1.95.
I'm so old that I saw
Suddenly Seymour
is standing beside me.
I don't have to worry. She has that weird kind of voice. Ellen, not Ellen Page, but I was corrected.
Ellen Green.
Ellen Green.
Magnificent fucking voice. I saw Little Shop of Horrors on my black and white television when I was a ute.
Really? Rick Moranis is that old?
Nope. The movie, bitch, that the musical is based upon. A Roger Corman film called Little Shop of Horrors. It's black and white, so you've never seen it.
Correct. So to get this in my head, there was a movie, and then they made a musical about the movie.
Yes.
And then they later made a movie about the musical.
Yes.
Didn't Hairspray was a movie that was a musical that they later made a Broadway musical about that they then made a movie about the Broadway musical.
In the original black and white film of Little Shop of Horrors, Jack Nicholson is the dental patient.
Oh.
Yeah.
Explains a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm okay, Daniel. Thank you for asking. I made a concerted effort and continue to make a concerted effort that even in our pre-show, when we are just being us, I'm going to attempt to be as positive as possible and to present myself as,
you know, just doing this because you don't want to use like, I'll show him then. I'll show him. I'll just be Mr. Perkity Park.
No, I don't have I'll show him. Well, I do. I have a huge I'll show him button. I really do have a huge, but it's not activated for this instance. I don't have anything to show you or prove to you, Daniel.
Does it make a noise when it activates?
Off times, but then again, I'm old. In my youth, it was very quiet. It was sub-aural.
Takai. Takai.
George Takai.
I wasn't even going there. You know, I don't...
Oh, my.
What are your thoughts on George Takei? Have we ever talked about this?
No, we have not spoken about it. However, I have a connection to Mr. Takei because Drew works with him. Not on a regular basis, but Drew, he's one of the clients of one of the agents that Drew works with. And so he has had interaction with Mr. Takei, including getting a signed autograph picture congratulating us on our anniversary. But he's dealt with both George and George's husband. Oh, my.
So,
yes, dear.
Would you consider, this is on a tangent, this is a side tangent. Would you consider 28 to be old?
28 is very young.
Okay. So someone who is 28, you would say, oh, they're young.
Yes, I would.
Nicholas.
Now, when I was 28.
Nicholas is 28.
Are we recording?
Yes. I only bring this up because I was thinking about this because you...
Is he the blonde one?
Yes, young Nicholas. He's 28.
And he's the... Is he the one that was almost doing sex live on the...
Yes.
All right. No offense, young Nicholas, but that is one hard motherfucking 28.
Maybe it's just the back camera.
Okay.
He's younger than
I want to. I'm going to see how much I can alienate young Nicholas.
So, I mean, you think Zach looks younger?
Absolutely. I would have put Nicholas at least in his 40s.
Wow.
At least. Yeah. But you know, also,
however, compared to Big Fatty, still very young.
Well, the only one who's not young compared to that fat ass is me, because I got, I think I got how many, 3, 4, 5 months on him. I don't know.
Gary Bearden is older than him.
And that was not, there was no chance that was Gary Bearden in the Discord.
Yeah. What was that all about? It's so weird.
It was someone being nasty at some, they call it, you know what they call it? This is talking about tangents.
Yes.
Hopefully I can remember where I'm putting my bike right now. Mm-hmm. A terminology that has really come into commonality and drives me nuts is trolling.
Trolling.
As in the troll under the bridge. Yeah. And it's used a lot in YouTube and whatever. If someone is, you know, working you, they're trolling you, or they got a phony personality, they're trolling you.
Right. Shit posting and trolling, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and if you post horrible comments from your mother's basement, you're a troll. Mm-hmm. Okay. That one is right. You're a troll if you're in your mother's basement and you're posting shitty, crappy things. However, if you're doing the other one, you are actually trawling. You're not trolling. You're trawling. You're dragging the net behind your boat and see what you can scrape up. That's trawling. But what's happened is everything is now trolling. Troll, troll, troll. Now, I do remember where I parked my bike, and I'm lifting it off the rack. You're
going to expose fake Gary Bearden.
That was a troll. That was no doubt a troll, because even if Gary was fed up with listening, he would say something sweet and then go get something to eat. He would not say that nasty shit. I've heard this all before. I'm out.
Right.
That was so not him. But how bizarre in that instance on Mix Minus on a Friday night when everybody is friends in there. Where did the troll come from? Who was it? And why? But this person has us thinking. This person has us considering what he did or she did.
It was Patance. It was Patance.
Why would, who? I don't know this person.
it probably wasn't Patance. Probably was Patance.
Anyway, it was bizarre.
Although I feel like Patance does that a lot. Patance it's an ongoing gag where he'll like be in the chat room as Joey Boohecker or me or somebody else. But he usually says things like, "Hey, it's me, Joey Boohecker." And there's like a patter to it that I can usually pick up on and go, "Oh no, that's just Patance." But no, I don't know who it is. I don't care who it is. It didn't hurt me or whatever. It was just
was dumb. It was as if he or she walked into the room, farted, and then walked out of the room. It's okay, great.
You had fun. It gave me content because now we're talking about it right now, so it's content. Mm-hmm. And there's no such thing as bad content. What? No, that's not right. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Bad publicity.
Yeah, that's what it was. I knew I'd get there eventually. He probably wasn't Gary Bearden. Maybe I should date young Nicholas and then people wouldn't think that I'm like a pedophile.
I can't rag on young Nicholas any more than I've already done now because I'm...
The only reason that he is top of mind is he sent us an email over on Mix Minus because after he heard Adam break down and cry on that last show, he sent a lovely email saying that he listens to every show and that he loves us both.
I swear to Christ, if I come out the villain in this piece, I'm going to get real pissed
You're
off.
You're not. No one's... Jeez.
No, but I'm definitely going to take the time on our show today to explain exactly what I meant with the original comment, which I should probably pull up.
Yeah, you should. And also, I'm curious if I got it right. Because I was trying.
Yes, you did. Okay, good. You absolutely got it right. Good, 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 good. I did not say anybody with conservative views. Yeah, exactly. I did not say all the things that I was being accused of having had said. I did not say. No. Also, the conflation of, we can talk about it on the show. Yeah, I don't want to get into it.
It was a straw man argument. Yes, exactly.
I don't know from straw man arguments.
Oh, well, let's talk about that right now, just in a generic way. A straw man argument is, did you never take a logic class or whatever in college? That's the only reason I know this, is logic in the world of logical fallacies. A straw man argument is you take out of context something that someone says and repeat it out of context and, and give a different meaning to it and then attack that meaning. You know what I'm saying? You're building a fake straw man and then you tear it down. So if someone says, I don't like chocolate, I think that it tastes bad, then you go, okay, what you're really saying is that you don't like black people. And let me tell you why that sucks. You really are a racist motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. It's a straw man argument. That person never said that. You're reading into what they said and then attacking that. As opposed to an ad hominem attack, which I won't go into because I don't know what it means.
Okay. Let's see what my original... God, I can't shrink the screen enough.
I can't shrink the screen.
Okay, what I said was, RE today's GJ, I would agree this point. I would argue this point.
Yes.
If one identifies as conservative or Republican in this day and age, then one is indeed an idiot, a moron, a fucked up shitbag, stupid and or dumb, unequivocally and regardless of one's state of residence. Oh, and great closing announce, because it was, of course, me. I hold to that, to this very moment, and what we'll talk about it, because we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it on today's That Darn Elvis.
Yes.
It's my production elements.
You're also attempting to throw a little bit of cold water on the fire.
I am in a good mood, and there ain't nothing you can do to change that. So,
and is this stuff curling around the top of your head have to do with your mood?
Stuff curling around the top of my head. No, that was the
little,
first.
The
no, I don't.
Whiffs, the little whiffs. Of
I
vape.
Do not vape while I'm at work. I just got finished with work a little while ago. So no, that was the first hit that I'd taken. Oh, but by the way, I got to call my dealer. Excuse me. I got to text my dealer.
And for your medical marijuana.
Because we're going camping on Friday and this stuff is weak. I need some better stuff.
It's not legal. I mean, it's not recreational use is not legal in Florida, correct?
Correct.
So when you're at your venue and you are partaking, is it still legal because you're medical marijuana?
No.
Okay. So it's done surreptitiously.
Yes.
Okay.
Which, that's the beauty of a vape, right? Is you just hit it once and it's done. And it's
does it stink?
No, not at all. It's almost no smell whatsoever. But the difference between that and like a joint, you'd have to smoke the whole thing. So you'd have to commit to sitting down for like 20 minutes smoking the entire thing or whatever. This was like when you push the button, it's on. When you don't push the button, it's ready for the next time. And so you can pick it up later.
Okay.
Now you know.
Do you have anything to add to the Trillo?
I would say also, not only does it not have a strong smell, it does not have a strong taste. So that's another benefit of it. It does not taste like marijuana. I mean, there are some strains that do, but not this one that I am currently smoking. I was going to add to the thing, Republicans were right. Are right about a very specific, very, very tiny specific thing. I think that'll be the whole show. We're just gonna rag on, what's a famous horse?
Famous horse? Yeah. Mr. Ed?
Yeah, we're gonna pull Mr. Ed out of the ground. We're gonna beat on him some. And then, put them back down. I'm trying to put the right member on the right card, and I did it wrong. Five versus 2.4. Are we going to talk about talking about megahertz?
Mm-hmm. Something I found out, which is probably common knowledge to most, but new to me.
Yeah. Ooh, that opens us up to be able to talk about MIMO and new MIMO. Excuse me, Moo MIMO.
Moo MIMO. Moo MIMO.
Also, I got a tweet from the enormous podcast. That's Casey in Denver and Harvey. I don't know whether I should talk about the tweet on this show or on Mixed Minus. I'll probably talk about it on this show. They tweeted me an article. They said, oh, Daniel Bro should see this. It is an article, the 10 of the best gay campsites in the U.S. And I've been to several of them on the list, but there's other ones on here that I am interested in going to that are not that far away. Also, there's some that I'm really curious about. Like there's one in Arizona.
I know it's far away, but how far away is Miami and Orlando and Miami and where you live?
So, Orlando.
Not Orlando.
Okay.
You and Miami.
Miami is but as the crow flies or as a drive?
As a drive.
Okay. I will tell you exactly. So if I wanted to go to Miami.
You want to go to the port of Miami.
Port of Miami. Port of Miami, Miami, Florida. It is from here, from where I live, from my home. I don't know why it's not coming up as an option. My home. It is 4 hours and 6 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's not practical. And I would not ask that of yous. What we're considering, once again, nothing is in stone. But because there's been a lot of, well, you can't do that because you got to do that. You can't do that there because you got to do that there. So what we're thinking about is scrapping everything we talked about, spending my birthday week, believe it or not, in Bar Harbor, Maine.
Yes.
And then flying to Miami.
Miami.
Overnighting in Miami and then sailing the following day.
Yes. And when you return, what do you return to?
Los Angeles, which is an even bigger commute for you.
Wait, so your ship leaves Miami and arrives in Los Angeles?
Yes. Oh. We go to the Panama Canal. That's one of the purposes of the cruise.
Yeah.
And we visit places like Cartagena.
What the fuck was that?
That's how you say it if you speak the Spanish. Oh. You say Cartagena.
I mean, in all honesty, we are probably going to be in your neck of the woods before you're planning your cruise. Because we had planned on going to...
mean anything. At all. Why? I don't necessarily want to see you here.
Oh. Fine.
You understand? I know sometimes I can be tough on people. Ask Adam.
No, you know what? Fine. If you don't want to see us, then that's one thing I don't have to do. Fine. Just take that off the list. I was looking forward to it and stuff, but no, it's fine. It's fine.
You made a mistake because you said us. I would love to see Zach spend some time with him.
I was even thinking, oh, I should learn a performance piece on my keyboard here so that I could play it on your piano for you.
Oh.
But no, it's all right. It's all right. I understand. I'm a lot to take. Apparently last time I did something with a beer bottle that was inappropriate and I...
Boy, does that leave the door wide open and I don't even want to walk through there. Uh-huh. And it was in the bushes.
The bushes and I stepped on that rug that you're not supposed to walk on and I was not a good house guest. I get it. That's disappointing.
It's all about forgiveness, Daniel. It's all about forgiveness.
It's all right. Yeah, because we wanted to go to Disneyland, and then the pandemic hit.
I want to go to Disneyland, but then the crowds hit, and then they changed it, and everything changed, and you can't. I don't want to. I want to be happy, because I won't be happy till I make you happy, too. Life's really worth living when you are mirth-giving. Why not give some to you? You want to record this fucker?
Sure.
Let me start my...
Whose turn is it?
It's yours. I am now recording. It's all yours, Mr. Sure? Daniel.
Are you sure it's me?
God. No, I think it's me. Shit. Yeah, I think it's me. Okay.
One, two, three.